Blog Talk Radio. Verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is where? You're right, in heaven. Think not that I'm come to destroy the law and the prophet. And that's for you pastors who say that you don't read the Old Testament, but you should. You should read it all. In fact, I tell all my members, everyone who's listening to me, you are to read that entire Bible. Read that Old Testament. I tell you to. And you don't have to do what I tell you to do. Do it anyway. I'll try to tell you what is right. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot nor one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Do you hear that, everyone? You are to read the entire Bible. That's what you should do. And that's what I tell you all to do. Listen, sheep, let us have a quick word of prayer before I get into today's lesson. Father in heaven, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to make it to this program today without accident or any things. Thank you for driving for me and taking and keeping me safe from the traffic that I was in and getting here within a minute or two before the program started. Nonetheless, Father, I thank you and we sheep thank you that you have made us a peculiar treasure above all people. And that means every race. We are above. We had to catch hell. We had to catch hell. We thank you for saving us and restoring us, giving us our salvation back. And let us, perhaps, you will take care of those who punished us. We should not have been punished the way that we were, but they have gone overboard. Thank you, Father, for protecting us from natural disasters as well as chemical disasters. Father, we thank you for taking care of us, no matter what other nations may say and how they treat us, and they're still treating us bad today. Father, thank you. You're us. I was about to say so wise, but wisdom is wise too. Thank you for her. She helps me and protects me. Well, I don't know why I call it a she. I know that I read Proverbs, all of it. Maybe it's because I found out that wisdom is female. Nonetheless, thank you for wisdom and for her and blessing us and keeping watch over us all these years that we have been enslaved unrighteously. Well, righteously because you said that before, because of our foreparents were disobedient to you. That's why we are enslaved even to this day. Thank you for setting us free and making us free. Thank you, Father, and blessing us with prosperity. I thank you. In Jesus' name, better know, well, Yeshua, your son's name, Yeshua name, better known as Jesus. Thank you, Father, for listening to us and then helping me with my program today. Thank you. Now, sheep, let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath evening to everyone, those that are listening as well as those who are not. Father, thank you so much. I read from the King James Version of the Bible in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in Exodus, chapter 20, verses, all of Exodus, chapter 20. And read that, you'll find the Ten Commandments there. No other alternative book can satisfy you as well as the Holy Bible that was written years ago. Yes, sheep, I will tell you, we are the lost sheep. And those who are, most of them who have an education know this, but they're acting silly. They're acting as if they do not know. King James Version of the Bible. The Bible was written by us black folks, and it is for us. And they, and when I say they, I mean the other races, some of them, particularly the white races, taking it over as if it was their Bible, written by their people. They have yet to show me their Bible, I want to see what their Bible says. It can't compare to ours. Ours is the best. Listen, sheep, I am on the radio on Tuesdays as well as on Fridays at 5 o'clock. Tuesdays, it's 11 a.m. And Fridays, I am on at 5 p.m. I want you sheep to have your three P's with me. And you say, what are the three P's? Let me tell you. They are your pen, paper, and pencil so that you can jot down any references or any scriptures that I may say to you all. And I am so appreciative of you listening to me. I come to tell you what my Father in heaven told me to do. He only said three words, and it seemed that if I had known him forever, it's like I had, he's like my big brother or something. I had known him when he said, feed my sheep, and I was running away from him telling me to do something, but I had come to ask him to help me with the situation that I was in. And of course he did, but he told me to feed my sheep. And only three words that he said to me. But I felt like I had known him for a long time. But I don't, he was just in a dark brown, long robe. I forget what they call it. With a big golden belt around his waist. But none of that. I saw him in a dream, and he told me to feed his sheep. And I was scared to do it, but now I'm trying to do it. Remember Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Hosea is in the Old Testament. It is spelled H-O-S-E-A, chapter 4, verse 6. He says, my people are destroyed, but lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject also you, that you shall not be a priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children. Then I want you sheep to know 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is what you sheep are to do, and I am to tell you this, and more stuff too. I can only remember certain things. Let us go into the book of Deuteronomy, and I am in chapter 21. I have read chapter 19 and 20. I am in chapter 21. Why do I read ahead as much as I can? Because you never know when our Father will call you home to be with him. You know, I say that because I have had a medical problem, and I've told many of you listeners that our Father can, if it's our Father, maybe it's the devil, because my Father in heaven doesn't want us to be sick. So I did get sick, and it was the devil. He was him. He was accusing me, and he was wrong. My Father said, why is he here? I mean, Jesus, our brother. He said, why is she here? And they sent me back. And then he came back to make sure that I got back. And I was on the floor. Nonetheless, you don't want to hear about me. I have been trying to write this book about what had happened that I remember for many years. And then it happened to me again. And my Father didn't get me up. I got up. I was awake the second time. But nonetheless, let's go in to chapter 21 of Deuteronomy. That is the Old Testament. I want my sheep who listen to me to know what is in the Old Testament as well as what is in the New Testament. Let's start reading chapter 21, verse 1, and I will read as much as I possibly can. If one be found slain in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it, laying in the field, and is not, and be not known who has slain him, then the elders and the judges, this is my first time reading about judges to you, but not elders, shall come forth, and they shall measure unto the cities which are around about him that is slain. And it shall be that the city which is next unto the slain man, the elders of that city shall take an heifer, and a heifer is like a cow, which has not been worked. The word is rough here, and another word for rough is worked with it, and which has not drawn in the yoke. She has not drawn she really has not worked in the field. That's what I think he's trying to say. She's not drawn any yoke. And the elders of that city shall bring down the heifer unto the rough valley. Let me read that again, because I think I read that wrong. I'm a bit excited. I'm just thankful that my father got me home safely and in time to do this program. Let me read verse 3 again. And it shall be that the city which is next unto the slain man, even the elders of that city shall take an heifer, and which has not been worked up wrought with him. That has not worked, it means that has not worked in the field, in which has not drawn in the yoke. She's not carried up or pulled the plow. And the elders of that city shall bring down to the heifer unto the rough valley, which is neither eared nor sown. She's never pulled eared. I had meant to look what that word meant, as well as never sown. She's never planted, and shall strike off the heifer's neck there in the valley. And the priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near for them. The Lord your God has chosen to minister unto him, and to bless in the name of the Lord, and by their word shall every controversy and every stroke be tried. And all the elders of that city that are next unto the slain man shall wash their hands over the heifer that is beheaded in the valley. And they shall answer and say, our hands have not shed this blood, neither have our eyes seen it. Be merciful, O Lord, unto your people, Israel, whom you have redeemed. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you redeemed us. And may not innocent blood unto the people of Israel's charge, and the blood shall be forgiven them. So shall thou put away the guilt of innocent blood from among you. Then you shall do that which is right in the sight of your Lord. When you go forth to war against your enemies, and the Lord your God has delivered them in your hands, and you have taken them captive. Sing among the captives a beautiful woman, and has desire unto her that you would have her to thy wife. Then thou shalt bring her home to your house, and she shall shave her head and pare. Pare means T-A-R-E, means trim her nails. I don't know if he means just her fingernails or her foot nails, or both foot and hand, wherever she has nails. Verse 13, and she shall put the raiment, her clothes, they're called raiments, of her captivity from off her. And she shall remain in your house and be well. That means to mourn her father and her mother for a full month. And after that, you shall go in unto her and be her husband, and she shall be your wife. Verse 14. If you have no delight in her, then you shall let her go wither. That means go wherever she will. But you shall not sell her at all for any money. Thou shalt not make her merchandise. Let me read that again. Verse 14. And it shall be, if you have no delight in her, then you shall let her go whither she will. But you shall not sell her at all for money. You shall not make her merchandise of her, because you have humbled her. That means you have made her not a virgin. You have had sex with her. That's why you have humbled her. If a man has two wives, one loved and the other one hated, and they have borne him children, both the beloved and the hated. And if the firstborn son be hers that was hated, then it shall be when, let me read verse 16 again. And it shall be when he maketh his sons to inherit that which he has, that he may not make the son of the beloved firstborn before the son of the hated, which is indeed the firstborn, but shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn by giving him a double portion of what he has. For he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, chastened means to discipline him, will not hearken. He will not hearken unto them. Then shall his father and his mother lay hold of him and bring him out unto the elders of the city and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of the city, this is our son, is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is gluttonous. That means he's greedy and a drunkard. So glutton means to overeat or just be plain old greedy. And verse 21, and all the men of the city shall stone him with stones that he die, so that thou put evil away from among you. And Israel shall hear and fear. Verse 22. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put, let me read verse 22 again. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, thou shalt hang him on a tree. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but you shall in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accused of God, that thy hand be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Now let me read that last verse again so you sheep can understand as well as I. It says, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but you shall in any wise bury him that day, for he that is hanged is accused of God, that thy hands be not defiled, which the Lord your God has given thee for an inheritance. Now, that is the end reading of chapter 21. Now, let me start reading chapter 22 as much as I can. Chapter 22, verse 1. Well, let me just go over chapter 21 again. The things that my father wants you to know is that if you find a man has been slain in the open field of the land that our father gives us, whoever he's closest to, whatever city he's closest to, the elders are to take a helper with them. And the helper should not have worked in the, in anywhere, like drawing the plow or the or carrying well, if she has not worked in the fields, you take a helper, and the priest shall cut her head off. He's going to behead her. And that way, he will ask for mercy for all the people of Israel who did not know who killed her, and were our father to redeem us and not punish us for that. Excuse me, she. I got a bill to do. If it's not one thing, it's just another. Let's start reading chapter 22. So, you know that. Also, you know that if a man finds a woman, if he finds her, he sees her and makes her a captive, if this woman is beautiful, he can take her to his home. She is to shave her head and trim her nails, whether they're fingernails or feet nails. And then after she has been captive for a month, she is to mourn her mother and father. And then after a month, he can go in to her as her husband and she his wife. And if he doesn't like her, well, what did he say? If there's nothing like in her, then he can let her go where she will. But he's not to sell her for money or merchandise. And what else in this chapter? You go over it and read it for yourself. Chapter 22. Let's read it. Thou shalt not see thy brother's ox or sheep go astray and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt in any case bring them again unto your brother. So if you see that your sheep have, if you have see that your brother's sheep or an ox have run away, have gone astray, and they are not where your brother is, you are to keep them yourself until you find your brother. Excuse me for that. Verse 2. And if your brother be not near unto you, or if you know him not, then you shall bring it unto your own house, and it shall be with you until your brother seeks after it, and you shall restore it to him again. In the manner shall you do. Verse 3, I'll read it again. In like manner shall you do with an ass. Of course, you know an ass is a donkey. And so shall you do with his raiment and with lost things of your brother, which he has lost and thou hast found. Shall thou do likewise? You mayest not hide yourself. Okay. I am going to stop at verse 3. Matter of fact, when I come back to you Tuesday, I will start reading that to you. Let's see. I will start reading it all to you. Chapter 22. I am to read all of it in your hearing. So, let me just mark it so I know to start on chapter 22. Let me say a closing prayer and other things to you, sheep. Hopefully, it's my prayer that our Father opens up ears and minds so that we can hear the word that has been read to you. And I hope that you understand what has been read to you. Let's say a closing word to our Father in heaven. Father, I want to thank you for this day. Thank you for protecting me while I was out in the world with all these other people. You said, come out from among them. I have a problem with that. I'm wondering if that you mean from the church, or what are you telling them? We have to be around people because most of us have work. We have to work to take care of ourselves. Nonetheless, Father, I'll just make this prayer quick. Thank you for keeping Satan away from us night and day. Bless us to stay away from Satan. And in Yeshua's name, also named Jesus. And remember, you in James chapter 4, verse 15, he says similar to this, if it is the Lord's will, I shall be back with you Tuesday at 11 a.m., as well as next Friday at 5 p.m. Thank you for listening. Now, see, I also appreciate to go to Google Play, as well as iTunes and Apple Play, and purchase this song produced by my nephew. Father, and lift it up. It will only cost you a dollar.
Help your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. That heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. 'Cause he